views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another week of Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. Hey, Art.
Hey, Sky. How's it going?
It's going great, sweetie. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Just to let everybody know, I'm doing the show from Cleveland, Ohio. And we have a wonderful special guest. What's your name, Guy? Guy Lazarus. Yeah, that's what they call him in Staten Island. Other places they might call him by other names, but so anyway, the reason why we're here in Cleveland is because we took a little break from
sabbatical.
Life. Went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, and just having the best time out here. And it's really fantastic because at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame they have all these large life videos. It's like you're almost in concert, and you have all the famous rock stars performing on screen, and it goes like from one performer to another to another to another, and you're sitting in this wonderful arena, this wonderful theater, and just listening to all this excellent music that you've listened to your whole life from one performer after another, and they got all the guitars from famous band players, you know, people who've been in the bands and, you know, famous guitars and, you know, with their signatures and, like I said, in all these cool videos. And you would think that the building would be much larger than what it is. And it's actually kind of like a modest size, but I didn't want to go. I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave the place.
So how is it there, Artie? I've never been to, Ohio.
Yeah, you and me both. It's not a tourist trap.
It's not, huh?
No, but, you know, you do have, you know, we stayed at a Hyatt, which was the hotel in Cleveland. The Hyatt is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. It brings you back into the time era of, like, the 30s and 40s.
Oh, it's
and
there, Echo?
And there's four floors.
Wow.
And it's just breathtakingly beautiful inside. And the people are very, very nice. We're right next to the two stadiums where they play baseball and where they play basketball. And then they have another gorgeous hotel right nearby with a nice-sized casino there. So that's where we'll probably be hitting it a little later after the show. And, so it's nice, you know. But like I said, you know, we're on Lake Erie. You know, it's right on Lake Erie, and it's a beautiful sight, and it is. It's a nice little getaway. It really is. It's a nice little getaway. But it's a long drive, I got to tell you. You know, it's out in the – Cleveland's out in the middle, like past Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania's a far drive.
Yes.
And, me and Guy, we're keeping each other company and having a good time and listening to music and telling jokes or funny stories on the way down.
That's always fun when you have a good companion with you to pass the time. And Guy's a good friend. So I'm sure you guys had a great time.
Well, go ahead.
I'm trying to keep him out of trouble, actually.
I believe that.
So it's good. So, you know, let me be an example to everybody because I keep very busy between my, you know, window cleaning, power washing business and between doing all the reads and the parties that I've been doing. And so, you know, I take a break from it all and to, you know, recharge my batteries. And I tell you, it feels great. And it's, It's a luxury that's a necessity.
I hear you. Well, you know what? At least you know when is enough, and you know when to recharge. A lot of people don't, and they go through burnout, you know? So that's a blessing that you've gotten, to be able to see when it's time.
Well, a lot of people live their life in burnout mode, and I'm not talking from smoking.
I hear you.
But, I've always made it my business to enjoy life, and I love music. I love music. So to go out, you know, on a Friday, Saturday night, or sometimes even in the middle of the weekday, you know, to go listen to a band play and have a bite to eat and a drink, it's just so much fun.
I hear you.
And that's what Guy and I did. We went to Cleveland, and like I said, you know, we got here. We had a long day of driving. We took our time. I soaked in a hot tub at nighttime, fell asleep in it 2 hours later. And I woke up to tell about it. But I've done that my whole life, literally. You know, when I tell people, they get nervous for my sake. But really, I don't know. I'm okay. So do I recommend that? No, don't try this at home.
No. We don't recommend that, folks. Proceed with caution. But no. That sounds like a really nice trip, Art.
It is. It really was. You know, to me, when I go for a long drive, I find it very therapeutic.
Yes.
And especially when you have a destination.
Yes.
Rather than just driving and driving and to nowhere. But it's fun when you have a long destination. And like I said, I'm one. My second address, some people might say it's my first address, is my car. So if I get pulled over by the cops and he asks me where I live, I said, you're looking at it. But I'm not homeless. But I'm not homeless. I just always in the car going here and there and, you know, either visiting friends or doing business, usually doing business.
Right, right. So you're always someplace. You're always in that car someplace. Going from job to job, going from reading to reading. I know how it feels. Yes, I get that. But it's a lot of fun, too, you know. It's very therapeutic when I drive as well. Because I'm able, sometimes, you know what, I get into this mode where I'm looking at the road and I do not know how I got to my destination. It's like I'm talking to spirit, spirit's talking to me, we're conversing. It's almost like I don't know how I got to my destination, you know.
That's exactly how I feel. I don't realize. You know, like when I get there, it's like I really don't pay attention to detail. I'm literally on automatic mode.
So,
and I believe it or not, and I'm telling everybody this, and people say I shouldn't, but I still do. I do readings while I drive, and I'm very good because I'm in that zone.
Yes.
And I don't drive stupid. Like I am definitely not one person, the type of person who tailgates people. I always drive a far distance behind the person in front of me, so just in case. So far, I have a pretty darn good record throughout my life in driving as far as, you know, being accident-free. So,
thank God.
Except for a couple of deers that just dart out in front of my car. That's happened to me a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Well, last night I passed a herd. There must have been 50 deer on the side of the road. And they were all standing there in a cluster, and they were looking at me like, are you serious? Are you going to cross? Are you not going to cross? So I blew the horn at them, and they all hightailed it out into the field. It was adorable. I just love them. But, you know, they're very dangerous.
Why do you say they're very dangerous?
Because if you're going down a country road at night and you're doing 50 miles an hour and you don't see one and it darts out, you could hurt yourself. You can get hurt very seriously. You could swerve the car, end up in a tree, or you could worse off. I knew a friend that was doing just what I explained, down a country road, 50 miles an hour, and the deer hit her car, but it hit the windshield. Her husband was driving. She was a passenger, and the hoof of the deer went through the windshield and killed her. Got her right in the windpipe, blocked off of her air, broke her windpipe, and she died. So, you know, it could be, it's very dangerous.
Well, when I drive down those roads where there's no traffic light, not traffic lights, but you know, city lights, or you know, just lights, you know, that the city puts up on the tall poles, and it's pretty dark out, I put the high beams on. I drive with the high beams on, and I just cut it down when I have a car coming in the opposite direction. But I'll tell you, having those high beams on during those circumstances helps a lot, because you could see further down the road. And quite a few times I have seen deer in the middle of the road when I've had those high beams on, and it gave me plenty of time to make, you know, the changes and stuff. So, you know, so that's smart driving there.
Yes, everybody should use their high beams when they're going down desolate roads or unlit roads, because it is very dangerous. I know my daughter Lisa, we had just picked up our brand new truck. We're going down County Line Road in Jackson. A deer hits her in the back panel of my brand new truck, flips over, lands in the bed. So now we think that we're, you know, going to gut him, have some nice eats, right? About 2 minutes, 3 minutes later, after he rested, he jumps up out of the bed of the car and jumped out of the opposite side of the back. We were hysterical. So actually, all I ended up with was a quarter panel that was terribly damaged on a brand new truck and no dinner.
And with that, we're going to be going to a commercial break, and then we're going to start talking about our topic as far as if you could be great at one thing, what would it be?
Okay.
So stick around, everybody, because me and Sky and our friend Guy, we're going to get him to talk to. We'll all be right back right after this commercial break, so stick around.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day, his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm going to get that boy.
Tune in to the Angels and Ansi Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ. She ain't got no money. Her clothes are kind of funny. Her hair is kind of wild and free. She's crazy.
Everybody, it's Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Before we start, though, Art, I'm going to give everybody the number to the studio so that they can call in for their free reading. The number is 1-800-930-2819. I'll repeat that. That's 1-800-930-2819. Now, guys, if you'd like to get a reading with Artie, which is more than fantastic, his number is 877-ANGELS-02. That's 877-ANGELS-02. And if you'd like to get a reading from me, Sky, my number is 908-500-1474. Now, I know Artie was going to tell you guys about the topics today. What are they, Art?
The topic for today is, if you had one thing that you would love to be great at, what would it be? And so what would yours be?
You know, I love being a medium. I would even like to be even better than I am. And by that, I mean, I wish...
If you were any better than what you already are, Sky, you'd be dead.
I love
you. You'd be talking to them directly.
Right.
Like, wow, I'm a pretty good medium. I could see everybody. That's because you're dead.
Thank you. No, what I would like to do is actually see them and have a conversation with them in person. That's what I was going to tell you. But be alive, you know? I don't see them often enough. Like, I'm going to be very frank with you. It was Saturday night, and I'm sitting in my family room, and my peripheral vision is catching a spirit walking across my kitchen. It was the nicest thing I ever saw in my life. I was so excited. I ran in to see if I could catch another glimpse, and of course it was gone. But if I had my way, and if I could be better than I am at being a medium, I wished that I could actually physically see them with my eyes and hear them with my ears. Instead of them talking inside my head and showing me pictures.
You mean telepathically, so you'd rather, right, than just be black and white in human form, in a sense, and make it that extremely obvious rather than just being telepathic, but just to be more physical about it.
Yes. I would love.
So, in other words, you got to say to the spirits, "Come on, let's get real."
Exactly.
Right now we have Guy Lazarus. Guy is an excellent healer himself. He is a Reiki master, and it really is a great pleasure to have him on. We were going to have him on last week, but things happened, and he wasn't able to make it. Guy, how long have you been doing your Reiki stuff? Because that's something I know he loves to do. And you said you wanted to do, if there was one thing he said that he wanted to be great at, when I asked him, he said, go ahead.
Well, I've been healing people for many, many years in one way or another. But it's nice to... I've been very successful at taking people's pain away, but... if I could be greater at it, I'd like to just eliminate the cause.
Oh, I thought you were about to say the cost.
Hey, you have to eat pizza every night, you know?
That's right. Someone's got to pay for the anchovies and the extra cheese and the soda.
No, but with all the success of helping people deal with the pain, I would like to just eliminate the root of the pain and just... it'll be gone forever.
So, in other words, so as far as being great at something, ultra great at something, for you, it would be healing.
Yeah.
It would just be a healer.
Yeah.
Not a guitarist.
No, that's
not a baseball player.
That's my daughter's drum.
Not a ballerina.
My feet are too big.
I understand where Guy's coming from, because that's how I feel. As good as I am, I want to take it to the next level, if it's possible. And the next level would probably be just seeing them right there. So I empathize with you. I know what you're feeling. I exactly feel the same way that Guy feels. Like, this is his calling. This is my calling. This is your calling, Artie. But we want to get so profound in it that, we could reach the stars, And that's truly... a healer, and that's truly a medium. When you're doing what you love, you want to get better than you already are, then that's what I call devotion and dedication.
Well, when I created the topic for as far as if you could be great at one thing, the one thing that the reason why I said that is because it takes a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of dedication for somebody to be super fantastic at, doing whatever it is that they want to do. And, so if there was one thing you wish you could be really, really great at, it does take time after time after time of practice. So when you see a musician, you see a stand-up comic, you see an electrician, you see anybody doing what they're doing. When you do something over and over and over and over again, an ice skater or a gymnast who practices 7-8 hours a day for 5-6 days a week, it's a tremendous amount of focus and energy to be able to be that kind of wonderful at doing what you do. It takes a lot of practice. So for everybody who's listening, when I say to you, if you had one thing that you could really, really, you feel or you wish you could be great at, then, sometimes it's a fantasy, you wish you could be the ballerina, or you wish you could be the dancer or the performer. Well, you don't have to be at an ultra professional level, but you can be better than where you are right now. And that would be a tremendous boost, you know, to one's spirit, to be able to practice something that you love to do.
True. Absolutely. Well, look at us. Take us, for instance. What we do is a lot of dedication. We really dedicate a lot of our life behind the scenes, before the readings, to spirit. We do a lot of meditation. We do a lot of praying. We do a lot of soul searching. We do a lot of everything to get ourselves in a peaceful position. We cleanse our chakras. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of effort to do what we do. And to want to do that even better, and to do that more, and to devote yourself, your entire life to that. It's like anything else. If you have a passion for something, you never feel you're good enough. You always strive to be better. Am I right?
Well, yeah, a lot of people feel like they're not good enough. Even the top performers, a lot of people have a hard time seeing themselves perform, you know, like on video or yes. re-listening to themselves. They never feel like they look good, they sound good. And everybody else is saying, you look great or you sound great. And, you know, just people are very critical upon themselves. And that's definitely the ego. And, you know, people always like to have this self-image of themselves that they sound better, they look better, they're skinnier, they're more curvy, their voices should be better. You know, it's like they tear themselves apart. And it's a shame because people who are like that, you know, a lot of people who are perfectionists, they're never satisfied. And that's a shame because you're never going to be happy in life if you're always going to beat yourself up like that. And you know you're good when people are consistently singing your praises. If people are consistently thanking you for your gift and consistently giving you acknowledgement about your look, about your sound, about your gift, about whatever it is, you know you're good. You have to feel that. And it's unfortunate because a lot of times, you know, because of screwed up relationships, people look to get the praise from the one who they want it from the most. And when they don't get that praise from the one they want the most, whether it be their kids, whether it be their parents, whether it be their lover, whether it be their partner in life, whoever. But if you're not getting that praise from the person who counts the most and everybody else is praising you, you're like,
That's true.
People have a hard time accepting compliments like that.
This is so true. This is such.
And right now we got to go. Right now we got to go to a commercial break. So stick around, everybody, because Artie, Sky, and Guy, we're all three of us. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Ta-da.
Tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on the Dr. Pat Show. Or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Tune in in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit ConsciousBeingBook.com today.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Kelly from Lucid Planet Radio. I want to tell you about Lucidity Festival, the amazing arts, music, and healing event happening in Santa Barbara, California, April 8th through the 10th. Join me for 3 days and check out amazing artists like Haywire, Blue Tech, Keller Williams, and Kyla Scintilla, as well as workshops, healing services, creative villages, dancing all night at the Silent Disco, and interactive art displays. Also leading up to the festival April 4th through the 7th is the first Lucid University immersive learning opportunity. If you want to have fun, grow, connect, and better your life, mark your calendar April 4th through the 10th for the entire Lucidity experience. You can save over $100 when you bundle tickets for Lucid University and Lucidity Festival. Learn more about both events and get your tickets today at LucidityFestival.com. Use my special discount code LucidPlanet when you purchase for a $15 discount.
We'll be right back.
Spirit in the Sky by Norman. You know, I was listening to, you know, certain songs that we're going to be listening to today. I was, a guy and I were hearing this in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It says, oh, I got to say that. Oh, I got to play that one. Oh, I got to play that one. It's like it was one great song after another, after another, after another. And it's like, I could easily spend another full day in there. That's just me.
Unbelievable. Did you hear Spirit in the Sky?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, boy, that alone.
Of course. All right, so right now we have Guy Lazarus, and he's a healer. He's a Reiki healer. He's out of Staten Island, New York. He's very talented. And what were some of the experiences that you've had where people, you know, have come to you, or what were their ailments, and what did you do for them? How long, how much time were you with them? Like, what's the experience like? And can you do this over the phone or, you know, long distance?
Well, I've been very successful with people with chronic pain, people that have pain from Crohn's disease, fibromyalgia. I can't say it cures you because it does not, but it does make the pain much more bearable, a lot of times eliminating the pain. Which is what I said before. I wish I could just eliminate the root of the problem. Yeah, it could be done remotely or, you know, in person. Well, but the phone's not really a... Normally it takes about 10 to 15 minutes. It could be done either remotely or, you know, in person, as you said. And if anybody would be interested...
What's your phone number?
Well, my email.
Oh, your email.
My email is...
What's your 1-900 number?
No, it's not $3.99 a minute. I could be reached at Reiki Energy Healer 1111, numbers 1111, at gmail.com. And I'm looking forward to helping you. It's, you know, I just wish I could eliminate everyone's pain.
That's one. Can I ask you a question, Guy?
Yes.
What about psychological pain? I don't mean like psychological pain that when you think you
emotional pain.
Yeah, emotional pain.
Well, as a Reiki master, I heal physical pain, spiritual pain, emotional pain, all three.
Ah.
And so what do you visit? Like, so what is your process when you go through doing your healings? Like, you know, what is it that you do? I mean, do you say prayers? Do you do meditation? Do you visualize? Like, what do you do?
Well, I can't give away the special sauce. I can't give away the special sauce. Certain things I say, I call upon the Reiki angels. You know, there's certain things you say for each one, for spiritual, emotional, or physical. And like I said, it's been very successful.
So he visualizes the person getting better. And with his prayers and his voodoo magic. I'm only kidding.
In all seriousness, for a change, Artie. when I take care of somebody remotely, I visualize them through my third eye. And I normally do it late at night, and I send them the energy they need. And 9 out of 10, you know, they wake up and they're good.
That's fantastic. And you're right.
Sky's going to need a lot of your energy. She's going to need a lot of your stuff that you got there. Your secret family recipe. She needs your secret family recipe.
Oh, I'm going to be exhausted.
When it comes to me, yes, you will. I need some of that.
Anytime,
Sky. I need some of that mojo from you, sweetie. Send Mama some healing.
You know, what's beautiful is that, you know, when you could channel your body, and, you know, because everything of healing is through God's love. And so when you know how to, you know, practice this art form of healing, and you can feel God's love working through you, projecting to the person, it's such a beautiful blessing. And, you know, it's not just about monetary, it's about really healing the problem. And I feel like if somebody is, you know, other than just healing their pain, but like Guy said, you know, if you could get to the root of the problem of what causes their pain, and, you know, when somebody has cancer or heart condition or just aches and pains throughout their body, it is all stemmed from emotions and from circumstances. Sure. And it's not always within this lifetime. Sometimes it has to do with a previous life.
That's right.
So,
I'd like to ask Guy about that. Can he tell the difference between pains, whether it's from this life or a past life?
Well, if I called Artie, I could probably ask him that. No, but I want to say something. I want to touch on something that Artie discussed earlier as far as, you know, what you're supposed to do in life. And so I didn't find Reiki. Reiki sort of found me. And I think if people were just mindful to what's going on around them, because a lot of people say, you know what, you know, I want to be a professional baseball player, but truth be told, they're horrible at baseball. So you need to pay attention and see, because I believe that your destiny finds you. And if you learn to pay attention to everything that's involved with that, it'll be much easier and a lot less emotionally painful for you, because you're not going to be disappointed. God has a plan for everybody.
And on that note, we got to go to a commercial break, and then Sky and Guy and myself, Artie, we're all going to be right back right after this break. So stick around, everyone.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com, and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie
Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Great song, everybody. Great song. Thanks for playing that, Brian. That was really great. So today we have our wonderful Reiki master on, Guy. And we have Artie and myself, of course. And I'd like to give you guys the telephone number to give us a call for a little mini free reading. The number is 1-800-930-2819. And we were discussing if you could choose something to be great at, what would it be? What would you really like to be great at that you're not doing now? I think that's the key, what you're not doing now. I was giving that a bit of thought myself, you know, during the break. And I think that I was kind of looking at the question in a different way before, because of course you heard my answer. But if I wanted to be fabulous at something that I don't usually do on a daily basis, or it's not part of my routine, I think it would be mastering oil painting.
That's a very good thing. That's a very good thing. Yeah, because you are a dynamite painter. So, yeah. So again, you would want to, like, you know, make your craft to be even better than what it is.
Yes.
And I know you were saying that, you know, you also find that also very therapeutic while you're doing what you're doing. You go, like, into a different zone. Guy, that is such an exceptional talent to put your thoughts, to have your hands draw such a beautiful picture on canvas, or to paint on canvas your images and your thoughts. That is, you are so, like, incredibly talented. I might have to kill you. I'm so jealous.
That's funny, Audie. You know something? You killed me. Literally. No. That was a passion of mine. It is a passion of mine. And it's true. When I start putting the brush and the colors to the canvas, all of a sudden I go into another zone. And I usually get a lot of guidance at that point from spirit. So I know it goes hand in hand. I don't exactly understand the connection. However, when I am in that zone painting, I am getting message. I'm literally talking with spirit in my head. And it's so amazing. And I don't know the correlation, because one is art and the other is mediumship. But I'm zoning in, and that may be the correlation, the focus, the intense focus of what I'm doing at the time. Because I love color, you know that, and I love blending colors. And I when I'm at that canvas and I'm blending my colors and I'm making my images, I can swear that spirit is guiding my hand, you know?
And it's like, I guess when you're in a zone, like when you're a surgeon, you know, your hands are just diligently and delicately moving in just the right fashion to do what's necessary under such, you know, precise movements. And like I said, like how thick to put on the colors, how thin, you know, it's just, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on at the same time. And like I said, it's like a good surgeon. It's like you have to know when enough is enough, and this and that, and to have so much, for your sake, it's all creativity. And from a surgeon, it's all, like, you know, the brain, it's not creativity, but I guess some part is creativity, but a lot of it is know-how and just being able to fix all the tendons and organs and all that other gooey stuff.
Yes.
So, and, you know, I just thought of something funny in regards to Guy. You know, if he would be an intuitive, you know, more of an intuitive, well, he is intuitive, but if he was to become more psychic, he could give you guidance. And that would be like a great advertising. I'll give you guidance. So, and that's from Guy Lazarus. So, all right, before we go to a commercial break, because we have to go to a commercial break real soon. So if anybody wants to get, you know, Reiki and healing done from Guy, Your phone number is, or your email address is. I'm not going to give my 1-900 number again. Your email address.
You can reach me at ReikiEnergyHealer1111@gmail.com.
I honestly think you should go to Guidance. All right, everybody, stick around because Sky, Guy, and myself, we're all going to be back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.